Hey, this is Letitia. Now, I know I'm not the only one that loves to look at people with great bodies. I love to look at men for obvious reasons, and women, well, because I can. It's like a yardstick to see where I fit in. You know, if I could construct the perfect body for me, what would it be? Let's see, I'd have the arms of Angela Bassett, the legs of Tina Turner, and the butt of Jennifer Lopez. Say what you will, but Puffy, Chris Judd, Ben Affleck, and Mark Anthony, and those are just the ones we know about, they can't all be wrong. All right, I'm sorry. That was just a little jealousy sneaking through. Not that I'd want any of those guys, just the butt. Anyway, I'd keep my eyes, nose, lips, so I'd keep my face. I'd also keep my breasts because they work for me, and with the right push-up bra, hey, life is good. Well, since I don't think anyone is going to give up any body parts in the new year, I guess I'll have to find another way to get that perfect body in 2007. For me, it's more than just looking good to turn heads. Even without all the celebrity parts, I managed to do okay. However, I'm tired of being tired. You know, my back aches, my feet hurt. I realize that I'm not getting younger, but I don't have to feel or look older either. Do you realize that being more attractive and getting in shape can actually help prevent or at least slow down the arrival of disease and aging? It can improve your ability to sleep and minimize the symptoms of anxiety and depression. Now, on the flip side, being a couch potato can put you at greater risk for developing high blood pressure, obesity, heart disease, and the list goes on and on. The thing that I find interesting is that most people already know this, yet they do nothing about it. It's always easier to find reasons why not to do something that you know initially will cause some pain or discomfort. However, what we should be doing is looking at the bigger picture. Easier said than done, I know. Now let's look at it another way. If you knew that you could extend the life of someone you loved by 5 to 10 years, would you? Do you love you? Well, let's get started. We can all start an exercise program, right? The hardest part is staying with it. The best way to do that is to pick activities that you love to do. If running is not your thing, don't run. You can walk, jog, cycle, swim, and or do aerobics. There are classes and gyms, personal trainers that can come to you, or videos that you can purchase to get you started. The key is to get started. Do something. It's not about having the perfect body. It's about having a body that is perfect for you. Now, for me, perfection is a body that can jump out of bed, roll down a hill, dance until dawn, and let me keep it PG, make a man say, "Aren't you tired yet?" This is Letitia, and we should all strive to have a body that we'd want to sleep next to.